You're listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Well, welcome back, everybody, and Happy New Year. We're excited to have you all joining us today. I'm your host, Kathy Vreeland, and we're super excited to have you been following us this whole time. We appreciate your following, and hopefully you can share it with your friends and family, too, to join us on Meet Us in Buellton. And we couldn't think of a better way to start the new year than with Shelby Sim. He's the CEO of Visit the San Ynez Valley, and we're going to be talking about restaurant weeks coming up, which is an exciting time for our valley. And Shelby, thank you so much for being here.
It's great to be here, Kathy. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm, myself and my organization are always so impressed with all the fun and awesome things Buellton does for the Buellton and Valley community.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate that. And we know you guys work just as hard promoting our region. So we're excited to be partners in this industry. So we're going to jump right in and talk about Restaurant Weeks coming up. Tell us a little bit about it. What is it?
Sure. So Restaurant Weeks was originally, the concept was to bring folks out on a normally, traditionally slow time in the first quarter of the year, or January into February. And, you know, it was an opportunity to come out and try restaurants at a lower price point. And then after a couple of years, we found that it was turned into a real community thing. It gave an opportunity for all the frontline workers, all the waiters and waitresses and the front desk clerks and everybody. It made all of our fancy restaurants affordable to them for that week, so that they could go out and experience what our visitors do. So it really turned out to be a great thing, because then they had experience at our restaurants and were able to talk them up to the visitors. And so I think we're going on, this is the 11th year, I believe, this coming up. It will be January 17th through the 31st. So it starts on Monday, Martin Luther King's Day, and goes through the 31st.
Awesome. And I know it started out with 1 week, and then it grew in such popularity that it's expanded to two. And
correct. Yeah, we had a board member, Luca Crestinelli, a partner with the SY Kitchen and Nella Kitchen. He was on the board. You know, why don't we do 2 weeks? Make it restaurant weeks.
Right.
Sounds like a great idea.
It has been, because two, I think it allows... I mean, it was getting tough to get reservations for a while, right? With 1 week, right. You're like everybody's trying to run around and cram it in and get into these specials, and you go out every night, it seems like, for dinner. But spreading it out into 2 weeks really opened up a great opportunity to allow more people to enjoy it. You can get in your favorites and get out to eat with your friends and family. So
absolutely. It's amazing how many people come to me and say, you know, where's the menus? We have to plan our restaurant weeks. Everybody does that.
And what's for dinner?
And the restaurants tell us a lot more wine is sold during restaurant weeks because of the savings they're getting at that time. And so it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. And we'll touch on the wineries too in a second. I know we've got a couple weeks to go yet, so there might be more restaurants still jumping on board, but do you have an idea of some of the restaurants that might be participating this year, or can you give
Absolutely.
Us a little
insight? Absolutely. Yeah, we do have some menus, and I think I'll just go through our towns, and I'll start up high at Los Alamos. But we have Flatbread, Full of Life Flatbread is participating, as well as Bell's. And our Michelin star restaurant, Plenty on Bell, our solid, consistent, amazing cafe in Los Alamos. And of course, Bob's Well Bread is also playing. We have Barlacote participating in Los Olivos, as well as the Los Olivos Merchant Cafe. Awesome. And then coming down into Santa Ynez, we don't have anybody participating.
Oh, really? Gosh, and there's so many good restaurants over there.
There are great restaurants, but staffing.
Well, right? Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, and so then we go, Leonardo's is participating in Solmain, as well as Checo. Okay. And I apologize, Grappolo is participating in Santa Ynez, as well as their sister restaurant. Do you know how to pronounce it?
I am not sure. The one in Solvay?
Asteria. That's what it is. Asteria in Solvay.
Yeah. I haven't been there yet.
And then in Buellton, we have Hitching Post, too, is participating.
Awesome. Yeah. And then I know with that, some wineries, like you said earlier, the wineries participate as well. So...
Correct. Yeah. So we brought them in a few years ago with different ideas. And so this year, the wineries are offering 2-for-1 tasting. And then you're also a member of their club for that day. Oh. So whatever the discount is for the club memberships, you can purchase wines. So
that's
2-for-1.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, they're deciding how much that 2-for-1 is going to be. So we don't know the exact on that. And then you'll get between 10 and 30% off wine purchases.
Yeah, awesome. That's a great idea. I like how they make you a club member for a day too and take advantage of those specials. So
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, and we have as many wineries signed up as we do restaurants this year. So it's wineries like Zacha Mesa and Omarosa and Carr Winery and nice. Brick Barn. And so all over the Santee Valley, you'll find great deals.
And, you know, for our listeners, this region and wineries, if you've not been before, or if you're new to the area, we produce some fabulous wines, and the estate wineries are beautiful. The scenery from them, if you get out in the country, but there's some great wines being produced here. And so it's a great opportunity, I think, for people to come and take advantage, not only of our awesome restaurants and chefs that we have, you know, locating here in the Valley and producing some great menus, but also the wineries that, you know, gosh, get up and try them out.
You might not have to
drive as far as you think to enjoy wine country.
No, and this time of year, it's all yours. You don't have to worry about crowds or waiting. You know, you just walk right up there and the winemaker is going to pour you that wine and educate you and go home with some good bottles.
Shelby, what do you think sets us apart from other, you know, restaurant weeks? I know California kind of has restaurant month and whatnot, and different cities and towns will do their own version of restaurant week. And what do you think sets us aside, or is there something? And I know we're doing 2 weeks, which is probably a big, big one. It's not just one week. But
I think it's the formatting. I think it's the fun that everybody plays along and does the same kind of format. This year, we're doing offering 3-course meals for $30, $40, or $50.
Okay.
So, a lot of communities do restaurant month or sometime during that, you know, this month due to Visit California. But I think because we are more defined, people know what they're going to get when they come. Mm-hmm. And it makes it a lot funner. I know that Hitching Post 2 offers several tiers, right? So we kind of base it off of that. They'll offer a $30, a $40, and $50 opportunity.
Okay.
And many of the restaurants are doing $50 this year, but then we also have a lot of $30 opportunities as well.
Okay. So there's some set menus with set prices, maybe a tier.
Yeah, we ask that the restaurants do 3 courses within that price points.
Okay. Wow. So $50, you're probably getting the really good option, a good meal, I imagine. Gosh, that'll be fun to see what the menus
are. Well, golly, we better, right?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Exactly. Does it come with a bottle of wine?
And it wasn't so long ago, people come up and do wine tasting here. And if they wanted to go to a nice dinner, they'd have to go down to the coast to Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. And now the Santinas Valley is where Santa Barbara comes to have dinner. Oh. We have amazing restaurants. We have the full experience now, not only incredible lodging and food, but great wine to go with it.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a full package when they come and the scenery and the climate to boot, right? It's just beautiful right now. And the hills are starting to turn green after the rains we've had. So it's a really good time to come visit the Valley and just take advantage of all there is, and avoid some of the crowds too this time of year. Like you said, it's a great time to come.
Right. And the rain, as you say, was wonderful, Kathy. And it's like Ireland outside right now. It's just so pretty. It's a wonderful time to come.
And so how can people participate in restaurant weeks? They just come? Is there reservations or?
Thank you for asking, Kathy. They can go to dinesyv.com. That's DINESYV. SantinasValley.com, and they'll find out who's participating. They'll see menus and they'll also see the hours of operation that they're participating with a phone number or a web link to make a reservation.
Awesome. Yeah. And like you say, I think reservations are recommended, probably required, because it fills up fast. This event books up quickly and the restaurants get super busy. So But
absolutely.
Don't let that, come on up. You got 2 weeks to enjoy it and come visit us on Restaurant Weeks. Shelby, do you have a favorite part of Restaurant Week? What do you enjoy most about it?
I think like everybody else, it's just fun to go and see what the kind of creativity that the restaurants, you know, put together to have that opportunity. And most folks are very Instagram minded nowadays. So things are plated really fun as well. So it's not only a tasty, but also a very visual experience.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Instagrammable moments there. We'll see lots of good dishes coming out. Awesome. Yeah. And so what else, aside of Restaurant Weeks, real quick on Visit SYV, you do some midweek promotions. So Sunday through Thursday, I believe. But do you tell us a little bit more about that and where people can find out about that information?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you, Kathy. So this is a new promotion we just started, launched this week. It'll go through the end of March, and it is a midweek promotion. You can go to, again, Visit SYV and find midweek, or type in SYV midweek, and it'll take you to the information. And it is an opportunity to come. And if you stay two nights, Sunday through Thursday, you'll get $100 in credits. And It's all automated off of your phone. And so at restaurants, you'll get a $20 voucher. And at wineries, you'll actually get a tasting for two and club member for the day. And you'll have five of those vouchers during your 2 to 3 day visit here during Sunday through Thursday.
Awesome. What a great promotion.
Yeah, a lot of folks are doing it and different things. And but we felt it was important to not put a drag on our businesses or our hotels. A lot of folks are doing a third night free, and a lot of folks are just giving out money. And we felt it was important that the money that is spent stays in the community. Right. And so that's when we kind of adjusted ours to, you're still getting that $100 and you want to use it at a winery or a restaurant or an activity.
Sure. That's awesome. And then is it set so they have to use it here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We have participating restaurants, wineries, and activities. That's the only place you can redeem them.
Got it.
And they only work Sunday through Thursday. And right. It won't work on the weekends. So it's just, it's the goal again is just to get business going midweek and have people experience it when things are slower.
Absolutely. No, we need that. That's great. I love it. Great promotion.
Thank you.
So gosh, anything else? I appreciate all the advice and information and insight you gave us on Restaurant Weeks. And is there anything else we might have missed there, Shelby, that you wanted to share about Restaurant Weeks or...
No, I think we've got it covered. I hope everybody's year is starting off great. I hope that we continue upon a safety and safer path. The Santinas Valley in Buellton is wide open spaces, plenty of distancing. It's an incredible, easy to find, impossible to forget road trip for folks.
Right. Absolutely. Well said. Well said. It's beautiful. And especially right now, it's so pretty and green. So Shelby, on the topic of food, we talked about Restaurant Weeks, but I know Visit SYV has another event that they're going to be doing in the fall. It's called Taste of San Ynez Valley. Can you give us a little snippet of what's going to happen in the fall or what we can look forward to?
Thank you for asking. We're very excited. As you brought up, Kathy, we did our first taste in 2019. And then this little thing happened around the world. So we haven't been able to bring Taste back, but we're very excited about bringing Taste back. It will be in the first weekend in November. I believe it is November 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Okay.
Is that 3 days? Four, five, six, and seven. It's a 4-day, 6-town event. And I'm very happy to announce here first, live, that Sunset Magazine is partnering with us.
Awesome.
And so it will be Sunset Presents Taste of the Santinas Valley.
Fabulous.
Yes, we're really excited. That's really going to broaden the reach and really bring some credibility to the event. We're very excited.
Right. Oh, that's exciting. Great news, Shelby. So well, we're going to look forward to that for sure. That sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun, and especially when all the towns get involved in it. I can't wait to see what it produces for the valley. So awesome work.
Yeah, it's like a 4-day progressive dinner. We'll have dinner a day in Los Alamos and a day in Los Olivos and Santa Ynez, Solvang, and then Buellton as well. Yeah, with dinners
awesome.
and tastings and different experiences to give you a taste of what you can experience in the Santa Ynez Valley.
Yay! Well, our listeners heard it here. Sunset Presents Taste of Santa Ynez Valley. Exciting!
Boom.
Yeah. Awesome. And before we end our podcast, Shelby, something we always ask our guest is we end on this question is, what is your favorite thing about Buellton?
Well, I happen to live in Buellton, so I am biased in that it's my hometown at the moment, and I'm so happy. We came up from the coast 6, 7, 8 years ago now, and it used to be that growing up in Santa Barbara, I would never move to the Valley. I grew up in Santa Barbara. I'm not going to pretend to live in Santa Barbara, and we came up 8 years ago, and I feel like we graduated. I feel like the living up here is so special and so homey, and it's just so friendly and real, and you know your neighbors and they know you, and so I like the way it is hometown and a small town and very personable. Yeah. People care.
They do. I agree with all of that, and many of our guests lead back to the community. That's what they love about Buellton. So a lot of people have that similar answer when we ask that of them, what they like about Buellton. It is the people, the community. So awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Shelby, this has sure been fun talking to you about Restaurant Week. So I'm glad you could join us this morning. And again, just thank you so much for being here with us. We really appreciate your time today.
I appreciate the opportunity. It's always fun to hang out with you, Kathy, and to do it amongst a podcast so that we can work together to promote the Valley and turn people on to all the awesome things we have here is a great thing to do.
Awesome. Thank you all for listening. Please give us a follow on Discover Buellton on our social media or join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And thank you all again for joining us and Happy New Year. Thank you for listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Kathy Vreeland and Megan DeChico and produced by Rollitt.